Our text this morning is St. Matthew chapter 6. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Your fellow redeemed in Christ, is the primary focus of this institution, your professors, your classes, is it about mammon? Did you choose this college simply because you became convinced that of all the choices available to you, this one would enable you to earn a degree that would enable you to make a lot of money? To succeed in this life in the ways that this world measures success. If that is true, then I would say that we who are involved with this college have failed you. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. Those are not my words. They are the words of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He spoke them to people like you and me, people who are easily attracted to other gods. Jesus is united with the Father and the Holy Spirit in the rejection of all false gods. The words from God on Mount Sinai to Moses, "You shall have no other gods before me," are not the words of some stern father, while Son and Spirit sort of back away in embarrassment at how harsh the Father is. No, these are the words of the triune God, the three persons of the one God completely united in the demand for excluding all other gods. Fear, love, trust, God alone, nothing else, no one else, not mammon. In the words of the hymn, "One Thing Needful," mammon is described this way: "Other things may promise pleasure, but are never what they seem. They prove to be burdens that vex us and chafe us, and true lasting happiness never vouchsafe us." Jesus knows what the love of mammon, or the mastery of mammon over you, does to you. When it has the upper hand, you will hate God. When you are loyal to mammon, you despise God. Hating God and despising God are not good. They are destructive of the human soul, proving to be the chaff, finally, that the wind drives away. Nothing permanent, for it will all be left behind when your body returns to the dust from which it was taken. Do you believe that? Do you believe that the mammon for which the people of this world give their souls truly is transitory, little more than a wispy passing cloud? Or do you think that the number one goal in life is to make money as much as possible so that everything you do here in college is geared toward that as the other one thing needful you have chosen? I pray that you would be disabused of that idea, and the sooner the better. It is not that you shouldn't strive to be successful in your vocation. You should, using the gifts and talents and resources God gives you to do so. Wealth, in various ways, can be used for many wonderful things that benefit people in a variety of times and situations. But the wealth of this world is not to be your master. That cannot be where your true loyalty lies. Jesus points us away from the mammon, the world's wealth and treasure. Later in the same Gospel of Matthew, our Lord would use the example of a rich man and a poor man to illustrate where the true treasure lies. The rich man died and went to hell, not because of his riches in and of themselves, but because those riches were his God, his master, his love. But it was finally not about rich or poor, but the true God or false God. In whom or what do you trust? And when that suffering rich man asked for help for his brother still alive, he was told, they have Moses and the prophets, that is, the Word of God. Here at Bethany Lutheran College, you are required to take a certain number of credits in the religion division. And why? Well, because it is the teaching of God's Word that lies at the heart of this institution, nothing else. Our motto, Hanos Estin Crea, one thing needful, is not just a slogan or something for cheerleaders and crowds to chant at soccer, volleyball, golf, or cross-country competitions, if you can imagine that. It is a confession of what Jesus teaches us here. You cannot serve God and mammon. Only one, not both. We confess with Joshua, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But we still have not quite gotten to the heart of the matter, have we? Here it is. It is Jesus Christ. Without him as our Savior, without him as the one who forgives us and gives us our righteousness, we've missed it all just as much as we do by loving mammon. In fact, to miss Christ in Scripture, but to say we confess Scripture, is simply to have a slightly more spiritual-sounding mammon. To confess the one thing needful, to serve the Lord, to hear Moses and the prophets, finally, is to hear Jesus. God knows our sinful condition. God the Father, in great love for you and the rest of the world, sent his Son to die for our devotion to mammon, for our rebellion, for giving our loyalty and love to anything but the true God. Jesus went willingly to the cross for that, for our idolatry, and he paid for it with his life. He rose from the dead, and to this very day, God the Holy Spirit works through that Word of God to create faith, to sustain faith in Jesus, in all who hear this gospel, the good news of the Christ. No treasures of this world can last. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he will bring you through death itself so that you can be with him forever. Jesus, in thy cross are centered all the marvels of thy grace. Thou, my Savior, once hast entered through thy blood the holy place. Thy sacrifice holy there wrought my redemption. From Satan's dominion I now have exemption. The way is now free to the Father's high throne, where I may approach him in thy name alone. Amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may rise. And let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we beseech you so to rule and govern our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we may not hear your word in vain and become so devoted to things temporal that we forget things eternal, but that we readily and according to our ability serve those who are in need and not defile ourselves with carousing and pride. In trial and misfortune, keep us from despair, and grant us to put our trust wholly in your fatherly help and grace, so that in faith and Christian patience we may overcome all things. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.